Midnight's Master by Donna Grant. Narrated by Erica Escalona. Copyright 2012 by Donna Grant. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with St. Martin's Press and was produced in the year 2012 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Chapter 1. December 18th. Gwen Austin clenched the arms of her aisle seat, her knuckles white and her breath locked in her lungs as the airplane finally touched down in Edinburgh. God, she hated flying. She barely made it through short trips across the U.S. without being sedated or drinking heavily. But the message from her father had changed everything. Gwen let out her breath as the plane taxied down the runway to the terminal. She was starving and nauseated at the same time. It had taken all she had not to get sick on the plane, so eating was out of the question. As the plane stopped at the terminal, however, she was ravenous and couldn't get off the plane fast enough. And wouldn't you know, there was a man two rows in front of her who wanted to look through his carry-on and hold up the rest of the plane. Gwen wanted to shove the guy, to knock him on the back of the head for being so rude. Her mouth dropped open as the guy suddenly gave a grunt and fell over in the aisle. He lifted his head, looking at everyone staring at him. This wasn't the first time Gwen had wished something, and it happened, though she didn't look too deep into herself to find out why. Too bad she hadn't been able to wish herself to Scotland instead of having to fly. Looking away as the guy scrambled to his feet, Gwen ignored the tingle of awareness that lodged itself in the base of her spine. She had always had a fascination with Scotland.